minute, and with those, let's come together. What are some things you heard Ray Vanderlaan say that was important? That was a powerful message. Yes, it was. Yeah. What did you catch?
Evil loses.
Evil loses. Yeah. What else? Yeah. 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 Esau and Jacob, they are in conflict from before the birth. In the womb, they were in conflict. And you look today, and those two nations are still in conflict today. Yeah. What else? What about the theme? What was the point of the message? What was the point you figured out there? You heard in Ray talking about. Okay. Jesus was in control. Oh, Herod was in control. Yes. Herod had lots of control. Okay. Yes.
In spite of all of Herod's riches and wealth and palaces, they're all in ruins, but Jesus reigns today.
Yeah. So when we compare Herod with Jesus, Herod is left behind amazing. When we were in Israel, we actually sat, Mike and I sat on top of that place and got to tour it and got to see Bethlehem off to the edge. You could see the Dead Sea way out there to the east, the southeast. You could see the mountains, how rugged they were. then we went south on the western side of the Dead Sea is Masada, a flat plateau that Herod had built a big safety, if you will, a safety palace there. Nine other palaces around the area. Just amazing amount of power. And yet, everything he has and had is in ruins. Jesus came, didn't put one stone on top of another, and yet changed the world. One more point that's really, really crucial here is this. Ray said that in comparison, Herod had every kind of power. He represented every kind of evil and the strength of evil in his world. Here he is up on the hill on his palace. Down below is Jesus born in a manger. What power does Jesus have? Apparently, Herod knew something of Jesus' power, or he wouldn't have ordered what to happen. Yeah, the killing of all the baby boys. And then Ray says this. In our world today, we can look at evil and say, wow, it's evil. It's powerful. It's constant. Have you ever thought, let me just, a little sidelight for a moment. Have you ever thought, why should I fight for what I believe in politically? Because in 2 to 4 years, it's going to be all over. We're going to have another fight for the same thing over and over and over and over and over. Will it ever end? Just because maybe how I viewed something actually got to be a law, for example. In a few years, it could be non-law. And that's kind of what it feels like with evil is you got to just fight and fight and fight and fight. You got to resist and resist and resist. Does it ever end? Is there ever a place where you don't have that? The answer is yes. It's called heaven. But in our today's world, excuse me, we have evil just like it feels like Herod. And yet we have Jesus. Which is more powerful? And then he asked this question. He said, you and I are asked to believe that Jesus actually is more powerful than the consistent evil we see in our lives. And then he said this, do we live as if Jesus is more powerful than evil? Do our choices reflect that? Or do we live as if I'm tired of fighting evil? I'm just, you know, if you can't beat them, join them kind of thing. Not that I'm going to join evil, but, you know, what does it look like for you and me? Let's take this question home this week and ponder it. What does it look like for me to continue to battle evil because I believe Jesus is more powerful than evil? Because I believe Jesus ultimately is the King of all kings. Does my life reflect that? Do I need to adjust somehow? What behaviors, what habits do I have that reflect that evil is greater than Jesus? Is there any changes I need to make? Good inventory type questions we can ask ourselves. But ultimately, it comes down to this. In Philippians chapter 1, Paul is writing, and for any Christian who believes that Jesus is the King of all kings, there is no authority or power greater than him, this is how a Christian lives. Chapter 1, starting in verse 27, Philippians. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. Did you hear that? Without being frightened in any way. I don't know. I feel fear. But I think what Paul is saying here is, yes, you're going to feel afraid at times, but don't let that fear take over that Jesus is not more powerful than evil. Fear can try to tell you that. Without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them. Are you ready? Listen to this. This is really good. This is a sign to them, those who oppose you, that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by the hand of God. Oh. Okay. Now, I'm not all out for people being destroyed. That's God's business. If he wants to do that, he can do that. But by you and I choosing to live as if Jesus is more powerful than evil, that he truly is the King over all kings, that message is sent to anyone who opposes us. Woo! Merry Christmas! Amen? God is good. God is good. So worship team, come on up. As we close our time together, by the way, I was asked to share this with you. If you go down to the restaurant regularly for lunch after church, it's closed today. Well, how indignant. Guess they want to share Christmas too. So I want you to hang on to two words out of this passage I read to you today. They're the first two words of verse 27, and they are this. Whatever happens. Whatever happens. If it's something you see coming at you and you're kind of prepared for it, if it comes out of left field and completely surprised you, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Amen. And that, by doing so, tells anyone who opposes you, I can't win. These people are strong. Jesus is king. And that's a gift to people who oppose you. You know why? Because it just might turn them to Jesus. Greatest gift in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's in Christ alone that we find this strength. It doesn't come in presidents. It doesn't come in budgets. The greatest gift and power and authority is in Christ and Him alone. And Him in you, and you living in a whatever happens attitude. Amen? Let's stand together and sing this song. Great song.